The Bert Show.
All right, look, true crime mysteries, we know this, are number one when it comes to podcasts. People can't get enough of them. Kristen is one of them. She loves, maybe not the podcast, just the whole genre.
No, if I'm listening to a podcast, it's a true crime podcast. So like Up and Vanished. Also, I just finished Finding Cleo. I wish I could pinpoint the draw, but I'm not the only one. So at least I got that going for me.
So here when you do a radio show, we have a very limited time to do serial true crime story. So I found
Serial's another good one.
Serial? That was a really good one. Anyway, so I found this book that has 60-second mysteries. Each one of these is supposed to take about 60 seconds to read. Then we all become the detectives trying to figure out what exactly happened in this mystery. Are we ready?
Paula ran, hands pumping, feet pounding, as she stumbled over the uneven gravel shoulder of the country road. She'd forgotten her shoes. Her feet were bruised, bleeding, but she kept running. She gulped air, her heart thumping so loudly that she feared her pursuers might hear it. And she was so tired and hungry. She hadn't eaten since breakfast. Why were they after her? What has she done? She'd glanced back only once, miles ago, and the black van was still there, too close, coming too fast. The driver was someone she'd seen before, but she couldn't remember where. She had ducked into a driveway, down a dirt trail behind the house, and run along the fire trail. If she could only make it to Larson's County Store just up the road, she could use the phone, call for help. There, she saw Larson's, right where she knew it would be. A few hundred feet more, she'd be at the payphone outside, around the back of the building, where she couldn't be seen from the road. Her head hurt. She'd run out without her pills. Paula picked up the receiver and punched in the number, and then her credit card to pay for the charges. Her sister answered on the second ring. Lisa, Paula said, breathless still. You have to help me. They're after me again. Lisa sighed with relief. She'd been pacing for hours, worrying about Paula. Where are you, Paula? I'll come pick you up. Her tone was weary, but Paula didn't notice. I ran through a creek to lose them. My shoes came off and I lost my glasses, she said. Paula's panic was too real to ignore. Oh, okay, honey, I'll come. Where are you? Lisa controlled her anger, but barely. How could professionals be so inept? Where was she? Paula looked around wildly. She didn't know. A man came quickly around the corner of the building and grabbed her arm. Hey, you can't be out here like this. When he grabbed her arm, she swung the telephone receiver hard and hit him in the temple with it. He dropped to the ground unconscious. Blood streamed from his ear until his heart stopped pumping. Paula stared in horror and then ran past the black van and two white cars, evaded a woman who tried to catch her, and slipped back into the woods. The search for Paula ended 2 days later when she was found deep in the woods, washing her clothes in a creek. Paula put up a fight and almost escaped capture, but she was arrested and charged with manslaughter in the death of the man at the telephone. Who was chasing Paula?
All right, Detective Smarty Pants, 1-855-BIRCHELL. See if you can get it right.
Well,
you're the most experienced detective we got here. What do you think?
Well, so there was a mention of pills. She forgot her pills, and her sister said, how can professionals be so inept? So I'm assuming she was like in a mental hospital and somehow got out. So her sister was mad at the professionals, and they were trying to take her back to the hospital, and that's the person she killed.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
I don't have a better answer than that.
Yeah. I know the answer. Tommy, our show director, Tommy.
I think it was someone who's very persistent. I think it was one of those guys who wanted to extend her car warranty.
Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm here to talk about your Lord and Savior. Stop running from me.
Tommy is an intern in your office, Kristen. And you're like, there are no bad ideas. Abby.
Well, see, I also picked up on the pills thing. So I thought, oh my gosh, maybe Paula, she's like into the drugs. And it was a drug deal went wrong. She forgot her pills because someone tried to bite her and she had to run off. And that's why they were trying to get her.
Okay. So we're all centering around the pills at this point.
And the inept professionals.
All right. Detective Smarty Pants, Gina is on and she has a hunch. Gina, solve this crime.
I'm going to go with Kristen's because I think she was probably schizophrenic and had escaped. She had pills, black man chasing her. she escaped from the hospital, a mental hospital?
Yep.
All right, Cassie, what is our answer?
The people chasing Paula were workers from the group home where she lived as a paranoid schizophrenic patient.
Look at you, Gina! Look at you!
The woman she evaded in Larson's parking lot and the man she killed with the phone were not trying to harm her. They were trying to bring her back to the group home from which she had escaped earlier that day. Paula didn't recognize them because she had dropped her glasses in the creek and because she was in a state of panic. Her sister Lisa was distraught on the phone because the professionals hired to keep her sister safe had allowed her to escape.
Bam! Kristen.
Wow.
Bam!
Well done.
Well done.
Way to go.
Kristen and Gina opening up that office.
Now
man.
I know why I watch true crime all the time.
So it's, you can
have this moment. It all culminated to this moment right here.
This is it. Enjoy your moment, your glory moment.
The Burt Show.